Track 14, The Importance of a Healthy Lifestyle. On the last track, we discussed three difficulties bipolar children have in relating to other children. These difficulties included impulsiveness, defiant attitudes, and disempowerment. On this track, we will examine three aspects that affect a bipolar child's healthy lifestyle, which are sugar craving, exercising activity, and sleep. The first topic we will discuss is the sugar craving that a bipolar child client experiences. For bipolar children, there is a constant craving for carbohydrates both during a manic and a depressive state. During a manic state, the carbohydrates will fuel the energy required for their erratic behavior. During a depressive state, the child desires energy, and so he or she consumes more carbohydrates. Many children fulfill their carbohydrate craving with sugar, candy, chocolate, and other unhealthy means. These added sugars may send them into a manic state or even a depressive one because of unwanted weight gain. Adeline was a 6-year-old bipolar client of mine who would eat a gallon of chocolate ice cream nearly every day if her mother did not monitor her. Obviously, this type of behavior is extremely dangerous. If the child does not learn early on the values of good eating habits, he or she will continue their reckless habits into adulthood, increasing his or her risk for heart disease. These types of behavior must be prevented by the parents. I ask the parents of bipolar children to make more healthy decisions themselves. When there is anything in the house that is sugary, no matter where it is hidden, a bipolar child will find it and consume it. To prevent the craving for candy, I suggested that Adeline be given fruits that are high in natural sugars and will curb her craving. Also, pasta is a good substitute for chocolate bars and still fulfills that carbohydrate craving. Obviously, moderation must be emphasized. From an early age, children must convince themselves that once they've eaten a certain amount, they must stop themselves. When Adeline cried for ice cream, her mother gave her strawberries instead. At first, Adeline was resistant, so her mother sprinkled some sugarless sweetener onto the strawberries. Adeline soon developed a taste for these healthier snacks. When she would ask for more, her mother would ask her, "Haven't you had enough?" When Adeline responded with no, her mother would again ask her, "Are you sure your tummy's not full?" By asking Adeline these non-abrasive questions, her mother avoided a conflict, but also caused Adeline to stop herself from consuming too much. Think of your Adeline. Is he or she consuming too many carbohydrates? To counteract any overeating that might occur, I suggest that parents involve their children in an exercising activity. At an early age, sports are not recommended for bipolar children because if the child cannot control the game, he or she might fly into a rage and hurt the other children. Until they learn to control their impulses and their cycling is not as severe, the child client should be kept from competitive activities. However, exercise itself is very important. Not only does it burn off the carbohydrates that the client overconsumes, but it also boosts energy during depressive states and increases self-confidence. The activity the child engages in should spark his curiosity and interest. Many parents rent dancing videos that their child follows. Other parents buy large inflated balls to throw around with their children. And then there are those few children who prefer just to run around the backyard until they tire themselves out. The endorphins created by this exercise will leave the child with a healthy, euphoric feeling. However, I instruct parents to monitor their child's mood for any signs of manic behavior. When the client seems as though he or she is becoming manic, I recommend that the child be calmed down by a less active distraction, such as reading a book or playing a video game. Taylor was a 7-year-old bipolar client of mine who was active even in his stable states. His mother, Regina, stated to me, "Even when he's not in a manic mood, he's always looking for a new activity. His mind is so creative and curious, it's hard to keep him occupied. When he can't find something to do, he gets mad, and that's when I think he becomes manic." To help Regina and Taylor combat Taylor's boredom, I suggested Taylor find a certain activity that he likes to do outside. Regina bought Taylor a soccer ball and net. When he becomes bored, Regina sent Taylor outside to practice shooting the ball in the net, juggling the ball on his feet, and controlling the ball through various obstacles. This activity not only engaged Taylor's body, but also his mind. The soccer ball and net proved to keep Taylor occupied enough that he avoided becoming irritable and manic. Think of your Taylor. Could he or she benefit from an outdoor hobby? In addition to a healthy diet and exercise, the third important aspect of a healthy lifestyle is sleep. This is especially true for bipolar child clients. Without enough sleep, they can fly into cycles. Too much sleep produces excessive amounts of melatonin, a depressive hormone, exacerbating the depressive state. Too little causes irritability and unfocused thoughts, which may induce a manic state. Many times, child bipolar clients will refuse to go to bed because they are engaged in an activity. If the parent openly defies the child, the client will then become angry and possibly manic. To combat resistant clients that do not want to go to bed, I suggest that parents disengage the client an hour before their intended bedtime. This can be done by reading them a book that they love. After the book is finished, the child will know it is time for bed. An established routine can also help your child sink into the rhythm of going to bed when they need to. Routines such as reading a book, brushing teeth, or combing hair will soon be associated with a signal that tells the body to slow down. This way, the child can get the right amount of sleep he or she requires. On this track, we discussed three aspects that affect a bipolar child's healthy lifestyle. These aspects were sugar craving, exercising activity, and sleep. Question 14. What are three aspects that affect a bipolar child's healthy lifestyle? This CD set has covered such topics as helping parents understand unique manifestations in bipolar children, suicide, distinguishing between ADHD and bipolar disorder, self-destructive behaviors, triggers, coping with raging clients, coping with paranoid and fearful clients, mixed states, bipolar child clients and medications, antidepressant therapies, stress in bipolar child clients, relating to other people, and the importance of a healthy lifestyle. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include Treating Teen Self-Mutilation, Treating Post-Holiday Letdown and Depression, Living with Secrets, Treating Childhood Sexual Trauma, Interventions for Anxiety Disorders with Children and Adults, and Balancing the Power Dynamic in the Therapeutic Relationship. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you. Please consider us for future home study needs at homestudycredit.com.